An hour north of the Mexico border and 30 miles from the Coachella Valley lies Bombay Beach. The township is located on the shoreline of California's largest lake, the Salton Sea. But the Saline Lake has faced similar challenges to Utah's Great Salt Lake: receding shorelines, exposed lake beds, and uncertain future. KUER's Sage Miller reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
Bombay Beach is tucked inside California's Imperial Valley. There's no gas station or grocery store, and you might miss the turn if you're not paying close attention. To outsiders, Bombay is described as
the post-apocalyptic dystopian nightmare that is this area. And so, like, the locals kind of take offense to that.
That's Tala Satili. Bombay Beach has been her home for about 2 years.
I used to have, like, a normal life. I worked on a military base for 19 years. Like, I was a financial accountant, and then I, like, just quit my life and moved here, and now I work in a bar.
Vibrant colored double-wide trailers line the town's roughly 12 streets. Some lawns display funky art. On the dried playa is the ruins of Bombay Beach, an eclectic sculpture garden. And the dwindling Salton Sea is its backdrop. There's just one bar in town, and the late food critic Anthony Bourdain raved about its patty melts. His face is painted on the side of the building. This town brought her peace. Satili went from making six figures and owning a townhome.
Now we live in a single wide trailer, but I'm so much happier.
But in just those 2 years, she's watched the salty lake shrink. She says the art on the playa is a visual marker of the disappearing shoreline, like a large wooden swing that was once immersed in water.
Swing has been moved multiple times, and then over, I think it was like the end of spring this last year, where the two artists that built that, they decided that they weren't going to move it anymore because they are hoping that, like, leaving the swing in the dirt will kind of just highlight, like, how fast the sea is receding.
Saline lakes like the Salton Sea and Great Salt Lake are facing a crisis throughout the West. Shrinking water and high salt levels are harming ecosystems. Migratory birds struggle to find food. And the exposed playa kicks up harmful dust during extreme wind events. Candace Youngberg moved to Bombay full-time in 1994, but her roots stretch further back.
My grandma was big in the community. She was recognized by the state of California. They nicknamed her like the silver-haired senator for this region. She got so much attention brought to Bombay.
Back in the 1980s, when her grandma was still around, Youngberg estimates at least 1,000 people lived in Bombay. It was a resort destination, like Utah's now defunct Saltaire Resort. But the 80s is when the Salton Sea really started to dry. It now has about 200 full-time residents. Even though the population has dropped off, she's attached to it.
I love it because there's like a sense of freedom that you don't get anywhere else.
Youngberg has witnessed the population change as the water levels changed. The lake has shrunk over 10 feet in the last 2 decades. Intense dust storms from the parched lake bed pummel the city, and it can take 2 hours for emergency services to arrive.
We were forgotten for a long time from everybody, even the county people, and trying to, like, we're still here. We exist. There's still people that live here full time, and we need help.
She's trying to keep the city alive. Her favorite piece of art on the lake bed is a handmade metal sign that reads SOS. It stands for Save Our Sea.
As a way to bring awareness to the area, like, Save Our Sea, because there's so many people here in Bombay that love it, and we want it saved. We don't want it to go away. I mean, we don't want it to get any smaller than it already is. That's for sure.
Satili would like the same thing, but she's not convinced the sea will be completely saved.
For years, they have been fighting about, like, how to fix the sea. They will never come to a solution. There will never be a viable solution that they can agree on.
Even with drastic changes, Bombay is still home. Youngberg wants to revitalize the former resort town. The town is now planting hundreds of trees to provide relief from the heat and hopefully the dust. She wants to form a historical society, revamp the community center, rebuild dilapidated homes, and 5 years from now, throw a big party when Bombay turns 100.
That's Bombay for you. That is, like, we don't give up. We were like, we'll fix it. We'll figure out a way.
Sage Miller, KUER News.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Here at Shortwave Space Camp, we escape our everyday lives to explore the mysteries and quirks of the universe. We find weird, fun, interesting stories that explain how the cosmos is partying all around us. From stars to dwarf planets to black holes and beyond, we've got you. Listen now to the Shortwave podcast from NPR.